The governor in his new hat. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
That's my first cowboy hat as governor, and it really means a lot to me. I appreciate it.
Governor Phil Bredesen commenting recently on a new cowboy hat presented to him by the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association. The cattlemen wanted to thank the governor in a special way for his support of their industry and especially for putting into place the state's agricultural enhancement program that's provided millions of dollars in cost-share grants that have benefited the ag community statewide. Steve Scott is president of the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association.
Of course, the ag enhancement has been a lot of the governor's supporting us, and we just wanted to give him a nice gift in support of him and it being his last term, and that's what it was about.
You know, it's a partnership. We're not giving anybody anything. But if somebody who's in agriculture wants to invest in some of this equipment, in the case of cattle, handling the cattle, for example, we're a partner in that investment. I think it's a great investment on the state's part, and I know from all the conversations I've had that it really helps people to get the equipment they need and do the stuff they need to be competitive and be effective.
Now, the Ag Enhancement Program was established in 2005 by Governor Bredesen, and since then, more than $40 million has been invested in well over 15,000 projects across the state, including cattle genetic improvement and livestock handling equipment. And the cattlemen's group couldn't think of a better way to show their appreciation than to give the governor a cowboy hat.
We had it handmade. It was out of Greeley's in Colorado. It was handmade. Had it embossed on the inside with his name, so it's a special hat. We wanted to make sure he got something special.
I'll wear the hat. I wear a hat outside a lot, a wide brim hat, a cowboy hat. When I'm working or fishing or hunting or something like this. And this one's kind of dressy. I'm not sure I'm supposed to give this one dirtier, but I really like it. And I've got some of them at home, and this will get an honored place in the collection.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.